be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones become loaves of bread." He replied, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their magnificence. He said to them, "All these I shall give you, if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." And Jesus replied, "Get away, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the book of Genesis, there are two accounts of creation. The opening chapters tell the story of, allegorically, of God creating the world in 6 days and resting in the seventh. Today's gospel is the second account. It comes much later in Genesis and is the story of God creating man and woman. And immediately after he does that goodness, we're introduced to Satan, to evil. I think today we tend to downplay the fact that evil is very much present in our world, and it is. How else do you explain the senseless slaughters of the mass shootings that are becoming an every weekly occurrence in America, where innocent people's lives are taken, families and communities are devastated? How else do you explain babies freezing to death in Syria because their parents can't find any place to keep them warm as the superpowers fight out their wars on their land? Evil exists. And the first question that Satan asks Adam and Eve is, "Who do you say that you are? You tell me you are less than God. I'm telling you, if you will listen to me, I will make you equal with God." And therein lies the fallacy. And then when we jump forward to the gospel, it's basically the same question that Satan is asking Jesus. If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into loaves of bread. Jesus knows who he is and can answer the question. And if you and I are going to make the desert journey with Jesus this Lent, we have to be able to ask ourselves that very same question. Who am I? In a few months, I'm going to be ordained a priest 50 years. And I have to constantly keep asking myself, does my priesthood define me, or do I define my priesthood? And until I answer that question, I can't be effective. We've seen too many men who should never have been ordained in the first place, unable to answer that question, and now we're dealing with the mess of cleaning up after them. It's the question you have to ask yourself. You say, "Well, I hope I'm a good husband and a loving father." And you need to keep asking yourself that question so that you can answer it. Because until we can answer that question, we can't enter into a healthy relationship. In my 50 years, I've seen too many marriages that began like this, and gradually and very slowly, they just drifted apart and went in opposite directions. It is rare that it is something that happens overnight. It just gets to the point where we're not meeting one another's needs, or maybe one of the partners meet someone who meets their needs. It's why it's a joy working with the bridal couples today. They're all 28 and 30 years old. They have their heads screwed on straight. They know who they are. They're answered the question, who am I? And until each of us answers that question, we can't make the journey with Christ. Amen.